The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch. Suspense couldn't be greater than it will be right here at CBS Radio Sunday when most of these same stations bring you Suspense. For Suspense is our theater of thrills, and every Sunday like clockwork, it ticks out a tense tale that's guaranteed to keep you guessing and keep you engrossed and entertained. For thrill-a-minute listening, hear Suspense this Sunday.
Mr. Miller.
Hello there.
Hey, you want to come over and shovel my walk when you get through shoveling yours?
Well, if you want to pay me $5 an hour.
Yeah, that's probably what kids get now, too.
You're just getting home from the office?
Yeah.
You must be working hard these days.
Oh, not too bad. Why?
You look tired. You don't want to overdo it, you know. Nothing's worth it. Your health is the most important thing in the world.
Oh, well, yeah, sure. No, I don't think I've been overdoing it.
Nobody ever does. Then one day, wham, you know?
Yeah, no, I feel fine.
You take care of yourself. Say, maybe you need vitamins.
Oh, well, no, I don't think so.
I take them. Wouldn't do you any harm.
No, I suppose not, but well, I feel fine, thanks. I've had a little cold, but that's practically gone.
Well, take care of it. You don't want pneumonia.
Well, no. Now, nice to see you, Mr. Miller.
Yeah, nice to see you. Well, I got to get this walk shoveled. They say more snow.
Oh, boy.
Oh, hello, dear. The dinner's not quite ready, honey. I hope you got... What's the matter?
I don't believe I want any dinner. If you don't mind, I think I'll go right upstairs and get into bed.
Why, honey, what's the matter?
I don't know. I just suddenly don't feel well.
Music for every taste, music for attentive listening as a background to whatever you're doing. That's what CBS Radio offers you every Sunday. This Sunday, Leonard Bernstein will lead the New York Philharmonic in an unusual program of music from the 19th and 20th centuries, including six pieces for orchestra by Anton von Webern. Stravinsky is The Rite of Spring and Liszt's First Piano Concerto, with Georges Bollet as soloist. For those who prefer their orchestral music a bit lighter, Michel Piastro will provide it with his virtuoso musicians in the Sinfonette. CBS Radio's The Best in Music offers a full hour of popular favorites, played and sung by some of the nation's leading stars. For example, Tony Arden is among those scheduled to appear this Sunday. Another delightful program of song is presented by Dick Haynes on his new show called Appropriately For You. Add to these the two sparkling programs by Vincent Lopez and his orchestra and Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, and you have a lineup of music that's sure to keep your ear glued to CBS Radio this Sunday.
Well, I brought up some clear chicken broth on a tray, dear. I thought maybe you'd like that.
Thank you.
Here, let me fix the pillows behind your back, little. Sit up a bit.
Right.
There. I just don't understand it. You went off to work in great spirits this morning. Said you felt like $1 million.
I think it's probably my cold.
Cold? Why, you haven't any cold.
I had a cold.
Well, that was before Christmas. Anyhow, it certainly wasn't much of a cold.
It was one of the worst colds I've ever had.
Oh, thank you.
My cough has sort of hung on.
Well, coughs generally do with a cold. That's nothing to worry about at all.
Neglected cold can turn into pneumonia.
Oh, yes, but I don't think you have pneumonia, dear.
Tell you the truth, I don't know what it is. I just suddenly felt exhausted, you know? So tired and no energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did go to quite a few parties during the holiday season. Maybe you got worn out a little bit.
Worn out with a few parties? Look, I'm not so old yet. I can't go to parties without buckling under, I hope.
Well, I didn't say you were getting old, really, dear.
Well, I guess I am, just the same. Guess that's one thing we never face, getting old.
Well, I always say either grow old or you die, and I'd rather grow old. Oh, stop worrying about it, honey.
You know, they say the human body starts deteriorating after the age of 25. Then you begin to go downhill.
Hmm. Yeah, it's always easier to go downhill than just to go uphill.
You know, I don't understand you.
Well, for heaven's sakes, if you think there's something wrong with you, why don't you call the doctor?
No.
Well, dear, I must say it's hard to keep on sympathizing with somebody who just goes on complaining and yet won't find out what's wrong.
Well, I'm not going to call him tonight. Certainly isn't any emergency.
You know, Dr. David's been asking you to have a checkup for a long time, and you always put it off. Why don't I call him right now and make an appointment for tomorrow?
Well, let's see how I feel in the morning after I get a good night's rest.
Dear, why don't you go to the doctor and have all your tests and put your mind at rest?
For Pete's sake, leave me alone. Oh, look, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
All right, dear.
Didn't mean to speak to you that way.
I know, dear. I understand.
Maybe all I need is, you know, just some vitamins.
Sure. Things so bad at the office today?
No, as a matter of fact, they went very well. I closed two deals I'd been worried about. You're all set.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
You didn't even tell me.
No, well, I just forgot about it.
Try and eat just a little of this chicken broth. Want me to feed you?
No, I guess I can do it. I don't imagine there's anything seriously wrong with
me. Oh, no.
Just that I'm so tired.
Sure, sure. Mm-hmm. Come on, try to eat the broth, dear. There's some crackers there if you want them. Thank you.
Honey.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, my insurance policy is in the safety deposit box.
Oh,
you know, a few
honey.
Bonds and stocks. I've been meaning to go over those things with you, too, but somehow we never take the time.
Well, for heaven's sake,
we ought to discuss these things now. We ought to go over my will.
Well, sometime. I'm not going to discuss it now. Begin with, I've got dinner on the stove. I've got to give Betsy her dinner and get her to bed.
Where is Betsy? Why isn't she up visiting her sick father?
She's watching television.
Did you tell her I didn't feel well?
Mm-hmm.
What'd she say?
Well, she can't leave her programs, but right after dinner, she's going to get her nurse's kit and take your temperature and put some Band-Aids on you.
Oh, is she?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, okay. Hey, that chicken broth tasted good.
I'll bring up some dinner. We're having lamb chops. Maybe you could eat just a little, hmm?
Oh, well, yeah, I can try.
I think. Okay.
No, you run along, darling. I'll be all right.
Mm. You want a book or something to read?
No. I'll just lie here and think.
You call me if you want anything now, honey.
Yes, thank you, dear. Honey?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'd better call the doctor.
Jim. Oh, hi, Honor.
Hello, dear. I came over to see if there was anything I could do. I went out to get the paper tonight, and I saw this car drive up, and it looked like a doctor getting out.
Oh, yes.
That's it?
No, my dear husband took to his bed when he got home.
Oh, what's wrong?
Doctor couldn't find a thing. No temperature, blood pressure normal. He listened to his chest. That was all right. Doctor told him one thing he needed was some exercise.
That's what the doctor told Fred, too, last week. When did he get sick?
I don't know. He was fine this morning. I talked to him on the phone late this afternoon. He was still at the office, and he was very chipper then. But he walked in the back door, and I was just dragging.
Well, I suppose this sounds ridiculous, but I saw him talking to Mr. Miller when he came home. He'd just gotten out of the car.
Mr. Miller?
Yes, I was calling the children in, and I happened to look over this way.
Mr. Miller, well, that certainly explains
a lot. Well, I was so mad at him one day. I met him out here, and he said, "My, you certainly look tired." Well, I wasn't tired until he said it.
I know. He's always leaning over the back fence while he's hanging out the wash or something to tell me I look tired. Even if I feel fine, you know, right away, I suddenly feel terrible. I mean, it's just psychological, I think.
I know it. I get so mad at people who do that.
Well, I bet that is what is wrong with my sick husband. Imagine him taking to his bed.
Well, it's none of my business, dear, but I don't think I'd say anything.
I think it's pretty funny.
I know, but he might not think it's so funny.
Oh, yes. Maybe you're right, Anna. Look, I know exactly how he feels. One day when Mr. Miller told me that, I came inside to ask for this lay down.
Oh, no.
I remember one time someone said you should never tell anyone they look tired. If you have to say anything, say they look sleepy, which is much more glamorous.
<you know?
laughs> Well, I've got to take some tea up to him.
Well, I'll run along. Fred and I are going ice skating tonight.
Oh, really? What fun.
Bernard's pond is frozen over, and they swept it off, and they have colored lights strung across, and music playing.
Oh, that's fun. Have a good time.
Oh, we will. Give the patient my regards.
I will. I think the crisis is over.
Goodbye. Dear. We have no cream. Do you want lemon in your tea? Honey?
Oh, what are you doing coming downstairs?
Hi, I couldn't stay in bed.
I thought you some tea.
Oh, thank you, darling. I feel better since I got up.
Oh, good.
I think sometimes just staying in bed makes you feel even sicker.
Oh, I do, too.
Yeah.
Fred and Ellen are going ice skating tonight.
ice skating.
Well, over an ice pond. They have lights strung across, music playing. Sounded like fun.
My gosh, I haven't been ice skating in years. Taking your rent skates down there?
No, I don't know.
Wait a minute. I got my old skates up in the attic.
For heaven's sake, you're not going ice skating tonight.
Well, why not? You heard the doctor. He said I needed exercise.
Well, what about your cold?
What cold? Oh, well, a little cough, that's all. Come on, honey. Let's go. We'll take Betsy.
Now, she ought to get to bed, dear. We'll get a babysitter.
Oh, she can stay up later. I don't want her to miss the fun of ice skating at night with the lights and the music. Betsy!
Say,
honey, maybe you ought to get upstairs. She's bathing all her dogs and there's water all over the floor.
Oh, honestly.
Now, hurry up. I'll go look for my skates.
Really? Now, you go from one extreme to the other.
I am going to teach my daughter how to ice skate. You know, her daddy cut quite a figure on the ice rink back in high school.
But you haven't been on skates in years.
No, you just watch me.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The fastest runner in town can't hope to keep up with the Mitch Miller Show, because every Sunday night when it comes your way on most of these same stations, the Mitch Miller Show covers that part of the entertainment world that stretches from the bright lights of Broadway to the Klieg lights of Hollywood. For another all-out, all-star variety edition of the Mitch Miller Show this Sunday night, join us right here at the Star's address when Mitch puts out the welcome mat again.
You were coming down here.
Oh, hi. No, we just decided when we heard you were.
Having fun?
Oh, we just got here, Eleanor. We had to look all over the attic for our ice skates.
Hold your foot still.
You're lacing it too tight.
No, it won't be too tight after you stand up. Now, where's Betsy?
Well, she went off with the children at the other end.
Oh, Betsy!
No, she doesn't want to the teacher. None of the other children's fathers are teaching them.
She says that was the main purpose for coming here.
Now, look, darling, you've got to understand the children are conformists. They don't want to be different in any way from their friends. How's the ice down there?
Oh, it's fine.
Listen, I'm frozen already. I always love the idea of ice skating, and then when I get here, I'm so cold.
Oh, come on, be a good sport. Where is Betsy?
She's right down there. There's Mary Lou Kendall.
Hey, you know what I'm going to do? I'll skate down there and do a few fancy figures in front of her.
That'll show off.
Oh, come on, get up.
Now, don't rush me. Just get away. I'll get up myself. I've got the railing. Go on.
Come on, Eleanor. I'll go around with you.
Hi. Oh, it's fun. Hey, I thought you were supposed to be sick. You look marvelous.
Oh, I'm fine. Just need a little exercise. Come on.
You go on. I've got a rest in
a minute. Oh, all right. Now, where's Betsy? Oh, yeah. Well, here I go.
Well, thanks for saying you look marvelous, Eleanor.
Well, he does. Come on, I'll hang on to
you. Oh, now, look, I haven't been on skates in years. I really feel better.
Oh, honestly, wouldn't you know, dear, are you all right?
Come on, get Fred to help him.
Dear, look out. You'll fall yourself.
Oh, what's happened, darling?
I twisted my ankle. Oh, my ankle. Get me home. Call the doctor.
Oh, all this because somebody just said you look tired. Couple
Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch, with Dorothy Duckworth and Lester Lonergan, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Roger Foster inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.